Good morning, everyone. So happy to see you here joining us today for church. Hope you enjoyed your week. It's been a great week for us here, getting the church ready for us to start meeting together again soon, and ready to see your smiling faces. And we can't wait. We're so excited. You know, I just wanted to welcome you to River of Life Church. If you're first time coming on, we're so happy you could join us. And we look forward to what God is going to speak to us today. I look forward to God strengthening us. I look forward to God encouraging us. I look forward to our faith growing and for us to move forward in the things that He's calling us to do. And so I'm going to pray really quick and we're going to jump right in. So Lord, we love you. We thank you, God, for today. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Lord, we thank you for your love. God, we thank you that you are a God who desires to do the impossible. And Father, we just put our faith in you today, God, and we just ask that you would just begin to show us things in our own lives, that you would just begin to increase our faith, God. Lord, that you would begin to speak to us more, God. And Lord, we love you above all things. Lord, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning, I want to talk to you about the God of the impossible. You know, lately, there's so much that has been going on in the world, and God has just been really speaking to me and so many other people. I've been reading different stories and different things in the prophetic websites and everything of God doing the impossible. And you know, I want you to know that God has always been on the move. You know, He never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and always. He never changes. He's always speaking. He always desires to do something in our life. And He's always doing something. Just sometimes we're just not focusing on Him. We're focusing on other things and we miss what God is doing. But you know, we're coming into a season where God is going to be evident in everything. I truly believe it in my heart. He is the God of the impossible. And I just want to jump right in and just begin to, let's talk about the God of the impossible. You know, how many of us feel like we're in situations even now in our lives that are, they just seem impossible. It seems like there is no way that this can come to a good ending. There's no way that God can come through for me in this area. You know, there's no way that I'm going to have breakthrough in this area in my life. But you know, God desires to do those things for you. Now, have you ever felt like you cannot carry all these things by yourself anymore alone, and you're tired? Maybe you're at the end, ready to almost give up. I want to tell you, don't give up. You know, a couple weeks ago, I gave a message about the woman with the issue of blood, and it was talking about don't give up. The answer is coming. The answer is coming, and God is on the move. And we have to know and believe that He is on our side and He is moving for us. He is coming and He is answering these prayers, and breakthrough is coming for you in Jesus' name. You know, in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation. It says, "But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible. With God, all things are possible." And you know, I love the Message version of this that says, Jesus looked hard at them and said, "No chances at all if you think you can pull it off yourself." You know, how many of us have tried to do God's work in our own strength? How many of us have tried to do the things that God should do, but we have taken control of that? We have grabbed it and taken control of that and began to do it in our own strength. But this is saying, Jesus looked hard at them and said, "No chances at all if you think you can pull it off yourself. Every chance in the world if you trust God to do it." Trust God to do it today. No, there are things, yes, that we can put our minds to and we can do it, but there are things that there is impossible for us to do. Only God can do. And I want to encourage you today, God wants to do it for you. Trust God to do it. Luke 18, 27, New King James Version says, "But he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God." And then again, you can find this again in Mark 10:27. You know, all through the Gospels, it talks about the impossible things that man sees, but God can do it. I want you to know God can do it for you this morning. You know, like I said, I've been feeling this way for so long, and God is desiring to make himself known in a great way to us during this time. You know, there is so much going on. There's the health issues. There's so many division issues about division and culture, and all these things are happening. But you know what? God desires to heal us. God desires to bring unity. God is a God of love. God is a God of unity. He is a God that brings us together and binds us together as one. And that is who we need to look to. We need to look to God to encourage us. We need to look to God when things seem impossible and know that he can make it possible. You know, in our church, we've been praying. We had a week of prayer a couple weeks ago, and twice a day we prayed, and there are just things that popped up during the prayer time of people asking for prayer requests. And, you know, we have been praying and standing, and we have actually been praying, or we were praying, we're still praying, that God, this seems impossible, but with you, all things are possible. And we have just been standing and believing for God to do the impossible. And I just want you to know that he has been doing the impossible for some of us. He has been answering those prayers that seem like there is no answer, and he has brought the answer. God desires to do the impossible for you today. And I want to talk to you about this really quick, and I'm going to give you a scripture verse, Romans 12:2. I'm going to read the King James Version, Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And you know, we can change our hearts and we can change our minds and our thinking. What was impossible can become possible, but only if we renew our mind and transform our heart. You know, we can see things, we can think things, and then we can believe things, but only God can do these things. And in verse 2 of Romans 12, it says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God." I love that version. I love that verse. Here's a Message version. I love what it says. It says, "Fix your attention on God. You will be changed from the inside out." How are we changed? From the inside out. You know what that says to me? I'm changed from my heart, and then out of my heart, I begin to change. When I begin to believe God, when I begin to not to allow God to transform the way I think, the way I feel in my heart, emotions are attached with this. You know, how do we renew our minds and how do we become transformed? Well, I just want to give you a couple really quick things that I felt like God was speaking to me about. In Romans 10:17, it says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So first, we need to renew our minds. How do we renew our minds? We just read it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have to get God's thoughts. We have to hear the word of the Lord, and that is what causes our faith to grow. You know, we have to hear what God is saying about this virus. We have to know what God is saying about division in our country. What does God say? What does his word say? Go to the word. Do a Google search. It's so easy to type in, what does the scripture say about whatever it is you want to look up? And there will be things that pop up. And I would encourage you, Bible study tools is a great source for you to look up. But we need to renew our minds through the scripture, through the word of God. We cannot renew our minds by social media. We cannot renew our minds by listening to the news. We cannot renew our minds by all these other things, but we renew our minds by getting into the Word of God and seeing what He says. All these other things are not bad. We need to be informed, but what we need to be informed more of is, what is God saying to us? What does God's Word says? That's the most important thing. That's the most important tool we have to be able to renew our minds. And God wants to do that. What does it mean to renew your mind? It means to make the old things gone and to make the new things better. The things that you're learning become stronger. The things that you are learning become what you begin to believe. What you think of is what you really begins to take captive of your mind. Your mind begins to get overwhelmed with all these thoughts of things that are going on in the world. And then we almost at times even begin to get more emotional about it. So what we think of is really attached to what we feel, even in our hearts and in our emotions. And we want to think of the things that are good, that are strong, that are the God. You know, the Bible tells us that. Think on these things. Think on the things that are good. And that's what we want to do. We want to increase our faith by hearing the Word of God. And how can we do that? By reading His Word. And if, you know, listen, I tell people all the time, I encourage you to read your Word, but there are times, like when I'm driving around where we live, you know, we drive a long way sometimes to get some places. And so sometimes I could be in the car for 20 minutes to an hour, just driving up the road. So I just put on scripture verses and I just let them play, or reading plans, and I just play the verses, and it encourages me. It increases my faith. You know, let's go to number two, to be transformed. You know, transformed is two words brought together as one, trans and then formed. So trans, the definition I looked up, means over, above, and beyond, to come over or transcend. And then formed means any pattern of doing something. So in essence, it means it's like a metamorphosis or like a radical transformation. So we want to be transformed. We want to be radically changed into what God is wanting us to be and what God is calling us to do. You know, we are the church, and it's time for the church to rise up, to wake up, to continue to renew our minds, to strengthen our faith, and to be transformed so the world can see what God says is true and believe it. Amen. That is what God is calling us to do. He is calling us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. You know, our minds become renewed by the Word. And then what is transformed is our hearts. As we renew our minds, then our hearts begin to be transformed. You know, Psalms 119, 9 through 11 in the King James Version. Psalms 119, I'm going to read verse 9 through 11. It says, "How can a young man or woman cleanse their way? By taking heed according to your word, the word of the Lord. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I would not sin against you." You know, we have the word of the Lord in our heart, not just for ourselves, but for others. We have the word of the Lord in our heart, that we would not wander from what God is calling us to do, from what God has commanded us to do. And you know, I just want to tell you the most important thing, it's in the Word of God. It says it's faith, hope, and love. And the most important one of these things is to love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. You know, we as a church, we need to love. We need to love. And if that means, you know, putting aside how we feel about certain things and rising up in love of God towards others. You know, this is a love we cannot have ourselves. This is a love that comes from God. And, you know, I was just talking about transforming and being transformed. Some of us need to transform are the way that we love. And we need to stop loving the way we know how and begin to love the way God commands us to love, which is His kind of love. You know, maybe we need to renew our minds in loving others and how God has commanded us to love others above ourselves, to love God and to love others. I just want to encourage you. God wants to do the impossible. He wants to spread His love. He wants to spread His word throughout this earth. He desires for people to know Him. He desires for people to love Him and to love each other. Amen. In Luke 6:45, it says, "A good man out of the treasure of his heart begins to bring forth good, and an evil man out of the treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." How many of us have just even in frustration and anger and just not knowing what's going on, began to say things, and it just things began to come out of your mouth. And even sometimes you begin to stop and go, "What did I just say?" I don't know about you if you've ever said that, but I know I have done that many, many times. And just have even like just been upset at myself for allowing that to happen. But then it just, God reveals to me that these are things that are in my heart. They are in my heart. They didn't just come out like all of a sudden. These are things that I've hidden in my heart. You know, we do not need to hide anything but God's love and God's word in our heart. And then those things are what begin to flow out of us. And I'm not saying to be fake about it. Don't fake. And when someone says, "Hey, how are you doing?" say, "Oh, I'm blessed. Praise God." No. But I'm not also saying to spill your guts out to other people. What I'm saying is, when you're asked that question, or when you're in a situation where there's friction or anger rising up or anything, then what comes out is what you've put in. So if you put in the word of God, then love of God's going to come out. The word of God's going to come out. I might be having a bad day, and I might say, "You know, I'm just not having a really good day. You know, can you pray for me? I'm not having a good day, but I'm believing God to, you know, do some things in my life." But I'm not going to come out and just yell at people and get ugly with people and just say, "Go away, leave me alone." You know, but I'm also not going to say, "Well, bless God, I'm perfect." No, I think we have erred in social media and so many other things where everybody looks at other people's lives and we all think everybody's life is so perfect and my life is so messed up. And then we begin to compare, and then you go down this road of almost not coming back. But I want to encourage you that nobody is perfect. The only perfect person that ever lived was Jesus Christ, and He was the Son of God. But you know, the Bible also says that He has been through everything and felt everything that we have, but He was without sin. And if He can do it, He said we can do it also. And I want to encourage you today, if you renew your mind and you allow God to transform your heart, you can do it as well. You can do it. You know, Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." You know, our hearts are so precious. They are a gate. So our dominant thoughts are gatekeepers. So what is a gatekeeper? What is a dominant thought that you have? It's a gatekeeper to your heart. And this is what I mean by this, is what gets into your head and your thoughts travels to your heart. So what starts as just a thought, if you will keep it and allow it to stay there, will flow to your heart, and eventually it's what you're going to do and what you're going to believe. Just want you to think about that for a minute. What the dominant thoughts in your head are, it's going to go to your heart, and it's what you're going to begin to say. It's what you're going to begin to believe. That's why it's so important for us to get the word of God in our heart. You know, what starts off as a thought, you begin to speak it to yourself. And what did we just read? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you begin to think, "Oh, I'm not that smart. I can't do that. I can't." And there are some things that, personally, there are some things I cannot do. I mean, you know, when that lid gets stuck on the jar of pickles or whatever, sometimes I cannot do that. I give it to my husband. He opens it right away. And I always say, "Oh, I helped you out. I loosened it for you. I just needed your last minute of muscles to finish the job for me. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the truth is that there are things that we cannot do. Only God can do. But if you start believing the things that come into your mind that are not true, it's not what God is saying about you. That's what we begin to believe in our heart. And that's what we begin to act. And that's how we begin to feel. And because of that, it's what we begin to develop our faith for. You know, are you developing faith on the things that are not of God? Those things that have been spoken over you, maybe even when you were smaller, those things that maybe you've heard and you began to believe, but really aren't true. But I want to tell you today that there are things that God says about you that are true. You know, God says that in Psalms 139:14, that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. God says in 2 Peter 1:3, that we are called. God says in Romans 8:37, that we are more than conquerors. He says we are set apart. He says he has a plan and a purpose for you. It's in the word. These are the words of faith that we need to believe. In Jesus' name. These are the things that God says about you. These are things that God says about me. And God is the God of the impossible. And that's who we need to start standing on and believing for. He is the God that will help us through. He is the God that will give us the faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need to be in the word of God, listening and knowing. And then that way, when things come up, we can share with other people, and we can begin to put the word of God as a dominant thought in their mind instead of the thoughts that they have. And then in their heart, they will begin to have faith rise up, and they will begin to believe what God says. You know, God wants to use you and use me to do that today. Amen. He wants to use us to tell others about him. In Jesus' name. You know, we have to change our thoughts by renewing our minds with the word, and then our hearts will change. We're changed from the inside out. You know, it's so hard to change from the outside in. It's so hard. You know, I can't just look at myself in the mirror and go, you're going to change today. You're going to change today. You're going to love more today. You're going to have more of this today. No, I have to allow God to come in through his word and allow my faith to be increased and believe God that he's going to begin to change me. Amen. It's what he says. He's the God of the impossible, and he desires to change us from the inside out. He desires to renew our minds. He desires to change our hearts. And then he desires to use us to tell others about that so we can help them see the truth and not the lies. The truth of who God is, the truth of what God desires to do, and the truth that he desires to do so much, because what looks impossible to man, we just read this, is impossible with God. What is impossible with man? In Matthew 19:26, but Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. All things are possible with God. All things are possible. You know, in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, God says this, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but might in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down an argument, and every high thing that eats itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. What an important word for right now. You know, the word is our weapon against the enemy. And we need to use it to renew our minds. Remember, our minds are the gatekeepers. And we need to allow our gates to be guarded from false beliefs that are not true and will keep us from the call and gifting God has for us. We need to guard our gate, which is our mind. How do we do that? The things that we hear, the things that we see. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I believe faith comes by hearing and seeing, because sometimes we can see things and we can begin to believe it. How many of you know? But then when you see, like, maybe, I don't know if any of you have ever prayed and asked God for something that just seems completely impossible. You know, I've given this example before. Many years ago, We were on our way to California and we kind of stopped in Alabama and stayed there for a while before we left for Bible school to California. And I don't know if you've ever been in Alabama, and this is like southern Alabama. And the allergy season there is bad, and I had terrible allergies. And I couldn't even go outside. And I had two young kids at the time, and I just couldn't go outside because literally I would walk outside and my eyes would just swell up. That's how bad my allergies were. And I was just so sick, and we had no insurance, and I had no money really to go to the doctor because we were like traveling halfway across the, you know, all the way across the United States to go to Bible school. And so we were trying to save all the money we could, and none of the over-the-counter, the drugs were working. And, you know, one day we were sitting down eating, and I probably freaked my young kids out. And I just got up from the table and I just began to just yell at the devil and just tell him I was so sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was so sick of being sick with my allergies, and that I wasn't going to do this anymore. I served a God that healed. I've seen him heal other people. I know he could heal me. And make a long story short, I woke up the next day and I was fine. I could go outside, not have any allergy problems. And I just want you to know that is the God that we serve. That is the God of the impossible. You know, I began to just yell out by faith and begin to encourage myself in the Lord and begin to tell myself who God was, what he said in his word, and began to believe him for it. And I woke up the next day and I was healed. Now, that is me. I believe God heals instantly sometimes. I believe that there's a journey sometimes, but God is a God who heals. But that's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is God is the God of the impossible. And if we renew our minds, the gatekeepers, and we allow our gate to be guarded from false beliefs. So a false belief would be, I'm not going to be healed. This is part of who I am, and I'm going to be stuck with allergies for the rest of my life. You know, I want you to know that even as today, living where I live, where pollen is just crazy, I do not have to take allergy medicine by the grace of God. I have been completely healed. And I want you to know that's what God desires to do. He is not a halfway God. He is a full God. And if he renews your mind, you allow him to renew your mind and transform your heart, and you begin to speak faith and believe the God of the impossible is going to rise up within you. You begin to guard those things that are lies from the enemy, those things that are not true, those things that maybe sometimes we see and we form an opinion about, but it's not truth. It's an opinion. Get the truth of God. It's in his word. Begin to see what he says about it. Begin to declare it and claim it over your life. And I want you to know that the God of the impossible is starting to move, and he desires for you to come with him in Jesus' name. He desires to do the impossible in your life and in my life in Jesus' name. And then he desires for us to share with the rest of the world what his truth is, what his word says, who he really is according to his word. He is the God of the impossible. He is the God of love. He is the God of so many other things. In Jesus' name, this is the God that we serve. You know, there's an authority God has given to us, and we need to realize it. We need to rise up and remind the enemy of his future and keep him from reminding us of our past failures. You know, that's what I did when I was sick. I rose up. I began to tell the devil that he is a liar, that I may have the symptoms of this, but my God is a God who heals. And I began to just declare that over my life. And my faith rose up, and God has healed me in Jesus' name. You know, we need to realize it, and we need to rise up. You know, Jesus is with you. He is with me, and we need to rise up. You know, we are the army of God. We are the army of God. We are not beat down, drug around, cannot get a break, wimpy, wimpy Christians. You know, I want you to know that I do not want to follow anybody who comes to me and says, let's just say, for instance, oh, try this product. It's so good. It gives you so much energy and you'll feel so good. But they can't seem to get themselves out of bed because they're always tired. They can't seem to do anything because they're always tired. You know, that is a product I will not try because I can see the evidence of it in their lives. You know, Christians, we need to rise up and we need to begin to show the evidence of God who lives in us. The God, the great God, the only living true God that's going to rise up within us and show others that he is real, that he is true. How? By our actions, by how we live, by the things we speak and say. You know, our faith needs to rise up and we need to begin to see and show others who God is in Jesus' name. You know, we cannot be these beat down, drug around, cannot get a break Christians. You know, we need to be Christians full of testimony, full of the love of God. You know, look at the church. Is it a diverse church? What kind of people are there? What kind of love is shown there? What kind of unity do we have? You know, what kind of financial breakthroughs is the church having? When people come to us and they are just beat down from just things of life, what can we do and what can we show to give them faith and hope? Nobody wants to follow and believe people who say one thing, but their lives say something completely different. Like I said, I would never want to buy a product for energy if I see this person always sleeping, never have energy to do anything, yet they're saying this product is good. Take this product, it'll give you energy. I would never do it because what I see in you is showing me the truth of the product. Right or wrong, that's how we are as human beings. And so I want you to know today, God is true. God is real. He is the God of the impossible. He has done so many financial breakthroughs for me and my family. He has done so many healings for me and my family. And if you come to me and talk to me, I'll let you know. I will share it with everybody. You know, God desires to do the impossible, and he desires for us to rise up in faith, hope, and love and go out and begin to pour this out onto other people. It's not something that we're meant to contain and keep for ourselves. You know, we are his hands and feet. We are the people that he has called to go out and let others know about who he is, to encourage them, to tell them the truth. And the truth is what's in his word. And if you don't know, there, like I said, there are so many great books. There are so many great things that you can use even on the internet to look up, make sure it's a good, reputable Christian site. And just if anything, go to the Word of God, go to his word and begin to just search and look up, do a search, and God will reveal himself to you. He will renew your mind. He will transform your heart in Jesus' name. And that's what he wants to do daily for us. He wants to daily have us renew our minds and transform our hearts, and that we can believe the impossible to become possible in Jesus' name. You know, I want to ask you today, are you facing impossible situations in your life today? Are you? I know sometimes life seems to be going pretty good, but what about those impossible situations when they do come up? You need to rise up. I need to rise up, and we need to begin to fight. And listen, let me tell you, when I say fight, I mean pray. I mean read the word. I mean put on some praise and worship music and blast it. You know, I'm very musical by nature, and I love to pray. I pray. But one of the things that encourages me the most is put on some like crazy praise and worship music and just begin to just sing. And sometimes I dance, and sometimes I like really box it out or whatever you need to do to cause that thing to renew your mind wherever your mind is set at, and to transform your heart. And you can begin to go and just declare the things of the Lord over your life. You know, praise and worship music just has such an encouragement to me, and I begin to just listen to it. I have certain songs that I know if I play it, man, I know I can feel it. Something's going to happen and my heart's going to begin to change. And those things that I've been thinking in my mind, they're going to begin to go away because I'm filling it full of the things of God. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And sometimes the word of God is sung through music. Sometimes the word of God is spoken through listening to our Bible online. Sometimes the word of God is listening to a message. Sometimes the word of God could be this or that, but we need to listen listen and see what God is saying. We need to renew our minds. We need to encourage ourselves and be transformed in our hearts. And when I begin to listen to that praise and worship music, and I begin to just get on fire, and I begin to sing and say things, and I'm just transformed from the beginning to the end. I can see how God, how I started off. Maybe I was, you know, kind of feeling a little down and a little discouraged about this or that. And as I begin to listen to this song, and I begin to really pray, and I begin to really just allow that to come into my heart, into my mind, and I begin to be transformed in Jesus' name. And he begins to do the impossible in my life. You know, sometimes the impossible in my life is really just transforming my mind, because I'm so stubborn sometimes. If I believe something and I believe it to be true, it's true. And I know, let me tell you, only God can change that. And he begins to come and do that. And I don't know about you today, friend, but if you're facing impossible situations, put on some praise and worship music. You know, do a Google search of praise and worship music. If you don't know what song to stick on, there's so many amazing songs. Just go to the word, listen to the word. You know, we have so many tools nowadays. And if you feel like you cannot do this on your own, phone a friend. Do not be afraid to call somebody and have them stand with you. Do not be afraid to meet with somebody and talk to them and have them pray with you and have them worship with you and have them really encourage you. You know, we are not meant to walk through life alone. We are meant to go through life together. And I think Jesus was a perfect example. You know, he was the Son of God. He could have done anything by himself, but he chose 12 people to walk with him and to do things with him. And I want you to know that God desires the same thing for you. You know, if you're not in a discipleship relationship with somebody, I want to encourage you today to seek out for that. God has someone for you to help you, to stand with you, to walk with you, to teach you, to encourage your faith, to help renew your mind, to help transform your heart in Jesus' name. And I want you to know that we are here to pray with you. We are here to come beside you. We are here to pray and believe with you that the God of the impossible is rising up within you, that your faith is being transformed, that your mind is being renewed, and that things are going to begin to change in Jesus' name. As we seek after the Lord, as we hear what he has to say, we are going to be transformed and renewed in the name of Jesus. Amen. I hope you all enjoyed this sermon today. I don't know about you, but I encouraged my own self in the Lord. I know that there are things that we are facing, even as, you know, everybody faces things. And so I'm encouraging even my own self. And I want to leave you with this before I pray. I follow a ministry. It's a prophetic ministry online. It's called the Father's Heart Ministry. And I was reading, they send out a daily prophetic word every day. And this was so cool how God works. One of the words I just read this past week was about believing God for the impossible for our lives. And I just want to read you just a portion of it. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but it was by Prophet Russ Walden. And this is what part of the word says. It says, we need to rise up in our prayer lives and declare God is on the move. He is on the move to heal our nation. He is on the move to reconcile cultures, marriages, relationship of all kinds. He is on the move to heal bodies, give financial breakthroughs. He's on the move, and I want to be moving with him. I want to be moving with him. You know, the daily prophetic word is, God is saying we are in a time where we need to start believing God for the impossible things in our lives. And that's what we need to do. We are in a time where we need to believe the impossible things for God. You know, I believe we always need to believe the impossible for God, but I do believe that there are times that seem to be more important for us to believe those things. And I'm telling you what, it's church. It's time for us to wake up. Like I just said, we need to rise up in our prayer lives. We need to declare God is on the move. He is on the move to heal our nation. He's on the move to reconcile cultures. He's on the move to reconcile marriages and relationships of all kinds. He's on the move to heal your body today. He's on the move to bring financial breakthrough to you today. And I want to be moving with him. Do you want to be moving with him? I believe you do. So I want to bless you today that God is the God of the impossible, that we need to renew our minds and we need to transform our hearts. And you know, I just want to leave you this. God loves you. He loves you and he desires to share himself with you. Amen. I hope y'all enjoyed this message today. I know, like I said, it encouraged myself. And let me pray for you really quick before we go. And I just bless you in Jesus' name. I hope you have an amazing week. Lord, we love you. We thank you, God, that you are the God of the impossible. Lord, we thank you that according to your word, we can renew our mind. We can renew our hearts, Lord. And Father, I pray that you would just speak to each and every one of us today, God, that you would let us know what we need to do, God, that we would need to rise up. Do we need to just begin to believe you and pinpoint those things in our lives that are causing false faith things in our mind, God? Lord, the things that we're believing that aren't true, Lord, I pray that you would replace it with your truth, God. Lord, the things that we are listening to and hearing, Lord, if they're becoming just strongholds in our mind, Lord, those things that are just so strong in our minds that we believe above other, we believe above your word, Lord, I pray that you would begin to come in and you would begin to help us, God. Help us, Lord. Be that God of the impossible, Lord. Strengthen us in our mind. Strengthen us in our heart, Lord. Help us be your people, God, who would go out and we wouldn't be the drug around, broke down Christian, but Lord, we would be strong in you, mighty in you, Lord, full of testimony, full of your love, God, full of what you're doing in our life, God, that we can show others and tell others and that they can see that you are good and that you are true. And Lord, I thank you, the Lord of the impossible, the God of the impossible, for doing the possible today in our lives, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, church, we love you. Have an amazing week. Like I said earlier, stay tuned for updates on when we're going to be opening up the church. It's going to be soon. You're not going to want to miss it. Have a great week. Bye-bye.